Hello, Southern Arizona, and welcome to our American Southwest Credit Union podcast. It's sunny and warm on this winter day in Sierra Vista. We love our weather and want to encourage you to, at the very least, look out your window and see the blue skies. Sit on the porch or go for a walk on your lunch break and enjoy it. Today, we are here with Samara Vincent, our new compliance officer at American Southwest Credit Union. Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
Do you prefer Samara or Sammy?
Sammy is fine.
Okay. Sammy, we want to hear a little bit about where you're from. Where did you grow up, in Sierra Vista or somewhere else?
No, I did not grow up in Sierra Vista. I actually was born and raised in Sacramento, California. My family and I moved here 10 years ago in June.
What was your path here at ASU? How long have you worked here, and what position did you start in?
I've been here nearly 4 years in July, and I started out as a loan clerk. And in less than 2 months, I was promoted to liens, titles, and insurance. And then 2 years later, I promoted to loan processor. And in November of 2020, I promoted to my current position.
That's a lot of promotions in a short amount of time. That's awesome. And your current position as compliance officer, that sounds pretty official. What exactly is a compliance officer in the credit union industry?
The compliance officer reviews all credit union policies and procedures to ensure that the compliance with all related laws and regulations applicable to our credit union. I also update and disseminate the information regarding the laws and regulations, and I also help with issuing new policies and recommend new policies for the credit union.
And are you excited about your new position?
I totally am.
Oh, good. Well, we're excited to have you. We're glad to hear that you are again promoted into an up-and-coming position, and we're glad to have you. I hear you're working on a master's degree. That's really challenging to balance family, a full-time job, and school. What are you studying for your master's degree, and how long do you have left to complete the program?
My degree will be in a master's of science in business management and leadership. And I have approximately 12 months. I should be finished by November 2020.
Okay, so you're about halfway through, probably. That is a lot to juggle. I know many professionals out there who are struggling to get through school and working to pay the bills. What advice do you have for them?
Prioritize.
That's good advice. I like practical advice, not just do your best.
The work-life and school balance, it is possible. You just have to have support from your family and your friends. You know, you have to have those friends that are going to say, yeah, I know we're going out, but you can stay home and do your work. I know that when you're done, we'll be able to spend all this time together. And if your family is supportive, then when you're feeling like you can't do it, they're pushing you and encouraging you. Yeah. And it is okay to take a break.
Okay.
I've taken a semester or two off.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that's important. You go back feeling refreshed.
Especially when you're that non-traditional student and you're not just coming out of high school, going into college, and lots of non-traditional students out there that can be encouraged and inspired by you going forth and conquering that master's degree.
Yes.
So you've come a long way from your initial position. What have been one or two of your biggest challenges in your career so far?
The only challenge I actually really had was not wanting to leave here. I'm actually loyal to my employer, so job hopping is kind of something I don't like to do.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to leave, so I passed up on a couple of positions that I probably would be doing a lot more than what I'm doing now.
Right.
But I wanted to stay because I knew eventually I would move up to admin and possibly management.
Loyalty for an employer is a bit of a lost quality.
Yeah.
And you and I are about the same age, so we appreciate that loyalty. Whereas, you know, there are a lot of job hoppers out there. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a different mindset. An interest I know you have is baking. And you have a bit of a side hustle with your baking. In my own family, I have very fond memories of baking bread in the kitchen with my grandmother. And I always thought the kitchen was a fun place to be. How did you get started with baking sweets? Were you always interested, or do you come by that later?
I was always interested. My siblings and I grew up in a single parent home. I was the oldest of four, or I am the oldest of four, because we're all still alive, thank God. My mom used to bake for us when she could, and I would be in there with her learning. And she used to make rum cake, 7-Up cake, suck it to me cake, and this lemon cake that I was to die for. And she sold them. $25 to $35. The rum would be $35 because of the
sure,
alcohol.
Sure, the rum costs a little bit more.
Yeah, and she would sell them. And she passed away in 2012, and I think I started using the baking as my outlet just to deal with her passing.
Right.
And then after that, I just was like, you know what? I'm baking all these cakes. I better learn how to decorate them. So I taught myself how to decorate. So I'm self-taught, and I think I've done pretty good.
Good. Good. And I bet your grandkids really appreciate your talents in the kitchen.
They do. The two oldest ones do. They're both four. My oldest will be five, actually, on Monday. Uh-huh. And every day, whenever they come, Gigi, can you make me a cake? And I do all of their birthday cakes and things like that. So anytime I have extras left over, cupcakes, any double cake that I made because I had to make a cake again or something, it's all theirs.
Well, they're gonna really remember this when they're older. I know, again, I have really fond memories in the kitchen myself when I was a kid. So,
yeah.
So do you ever think you'll be a full-time baker, or do you want to keep it as a kind of a side?
When I retire, that's my plan, is to open up a small shop.
Nice.
And then eventually get my girls involved, and hopefully my son, if he still wants to. He helps me with the decorating right now, but he doesn't feel like he's good at it, so he may say no.
Right.
But eventually I want to try to get them all involved and maybe just leave them a little something.
So personally, I'm a big believer in goal setting first and foremost. You can have all the drive and determination, work ethic, and positive thinking that you can possibly muster up. But if you don't have a solid goal of what you want, your end long-term goal, so to speak, you'll never get anywhere. You'll just be a hardworking hamster running on a wheel, but never actually going anywhere. What do you think your next biggest goal is?
First, I'm going to complete that master's degree. That's my sole concentration right now, is completing that master's degree. And then becoming the NCCO certified. And then after that, I don't know.
Maybe you can take some time to relax and enjoy your family after that. That's a valid goal.
That might spending be a more, good goal.
Spending more time with family, that might be a good goal.
I could do that. I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Right. And do you have a message for your family that you would like to impart?
I do. I just want them to know that I'm proud. I'm proud of them for allowing me to do what it is that I've been wanting to do for years, because I put my life on hold for them. My children.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to know that Dad and I want them to be successful, all of them, even if it's just graduating from high school for that little one.
Small goals, small goals.
And that if one of us win, we all win.
That's a great message. We wish you all the luck in the world with your goals and your future aspirations, and keep baking.